paibuksan at lipunay pag-aralan. Mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
R.H. Bill!
Ipasa! Now lang!
We're queer!
We're here!
We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Pakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Oh nga te! Ikaw lang nag-i-anay! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, patsikahan natin! Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngiti na lumaya!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender! Ako po ang iyong ka-Generation Gender, si Julian Baldo Cobello. Ito isang naglalagablab at isang nagmumood swing na hapon, na Biyernes ang hapon sa ating lahat. Nagmumood swing, nagta-tantrums. Diba? Pero hinahayaan natin yung mood swing tsaka yung tantrums for ecological balance. Yeah. 'Di ba? Kasi kailangan din ng ganun eh. You know, we all have our bad days. Ayan, marami po tayong kasama ngayon dahil ito po ay isang pagsasanib puwersa, pero para doon sa mga kasi-tune in lang, pagsasanib puwersa, tamang sisterhood lang talaga ito, 'di ba? Mula sa Sick High Kilos kanina. So magpapakilala ulit ang ating mga kasama. Umalis na ang ating si classmate Matwamil dahil, you know, trying to save the world din siya outside the radio booth. So, papakilala lang natin isa-isa. Ako nga, ako ulit si ka-Generation Gender na si Julian Baldo Cobello at si?
Si Ravishing Roselle ng College of Social Work and Community Development.
Okay.
Si Pangga Hazel Lamberte.
And Irina from a Women's Global Network for Reproductive Rights.
At kami, ang mga kumahangan na parang mga parang Power Rangers lang, no? So kanina, mula kanina sa Sikay Kilos ng alas 12, pinag-uusapan natin ang May 28. Bakit, ano bang mangyayari sa May 28? Dahil ito ay ang sa pangdaigdigang pagdiriwang ng mga aksyon ng kababaihan para sa reproductive health, you know. So kanina may nakausap tayo na mga advocates na talaga sa maternal health, yung talagang babad sa komunidad. So ipapagpatuloy natin ito at meron tayong makakausap na babad din sa komunidad ngayon. Okay, ready na ba ang ating makakausap na? Yun lang, kaklaruhin ko lang bakit pasok siya sa ating generation gender, kasi patuloy tayong patuloy naman natin pinag-uusapan yung mga forms of oppression na against, hindi lang sa kababaihan, pero iha-highlight lang natin ngayon dahil tulad nga kanina dun sa likahan, lahat naman ng kasarian eh, na humihingi ng tulong pagdating sa kalusugan. Pero pinapakita natin kasi palagi natin pinag-uusapan yung problema, but now we see that, you know, some things are being done and kailangan natin ito eh, para natin ma-feel somehow we are moving the planet forward unti-unti, and we need this to, you know, to pat our backs. Yan. So, meron tayong makakausap on the phone, isang estudyante na nag-field work sa Tondo, at tatanungin natin siya kung ano ang kanyang peg sa buhay sa Tondo. Are we ready for...
Actually, hindi siya. Tapos na yung fieldwork niya. Nag-thesis. Oh. Marapit na yan mag-defend.
Okay.
She's currently writing her thesis. Ayun. On teenage mothers. No? But we asked her to join us today to tell us about her experience for one semester at in a community in Tondo.
Okay, sige. Magandang hapon kay Nikki Gregorio. Nikki, hello Nikki.
Hello po, magandang hapon po.
Ako si Julian Baldo Cobello ng Generation Gender. Ikaw ay naka-on air na ngayon. Nikki, pwede bang pakwento ng naging karanasan mo sa Tondo? Ano, bakit ka nandoon at ano ang iyong ginawa doon?
Okay po. Di una po sa lahat, yung aking location sa pag-aaral ay sa Vitas Tondo po. Sa dalawang housing project po, government housing project, yung Katupar at yung temporary housing compound, yung dalawa.
Yes? Hello? Narinig mo kami, Nikki?
Wait lang pa. Ito po, ma'am. Malinaw na po ba? Hello, ma'am?
Yes, hello? Yes. Nikki, sorry. May konting technical ano dito. Pero Nikki, kwento mo sa amin. You spent, how many hours were you spending there in the community?
Ay, ano po, ma'am? Bali, nag-start po yung fieldwork ko noong August 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yung field instruction program po natin sa Department of Women and Development Studies. Yun po, in partnership po with Center for Women's Resources. Yung unang topic po noon ay yung effect ng teenage pregnancy sa organizing ng women.
Okay.
Yun po yung naging topic ng research.
Okay. So, ang effect ng ang relationship ng young pregnancy for young women and in terms of organizing. In other words, mga members pa ng organization. Anong pangalan ng partner organization
Ano po, ma'am? Bali, yung partner organization po dito ay yung Sama Ka Na, Samahan ng Maralitang Kababaihang Nagkakaisa. Mm-hmm. Sa Tondo po, nandun po sila since 2002.
Okay.
But then, after po nung fieldwork sa CWR,
CWR is Center for Women's Resources.
Yes po. I decided po na yung maging thesis ay dun pa din sa location, sa Vitas Tondo.
Okay. So, ano yung objectives ng fieldwork mo sa Tondo, Nikki?
Apo. So, yung now po, yung sa thesis, ang objective po ay...
Hindi, yung objective ng fieldwork mo, sa Tondo.
Yung fieldwork ko po, yung objective niya ay malaman yung relationship between sa state responsibility, poverty, saka yung view ng teenage mother sa sexuality.
Ah, okay. So, ang narinig ko eh, kwento mo naman sa ating mga listeners dito sa DZUP, what you did, I think you did some workshops with young teenage mothers?
Ah, yes po.
I think that you should share that.
Apo, nakatulong po yung ano, yung method na pinili ko po with the teenage mothers, yung photo elicitation po. Photo elicitation basically
photo
yung
voice.
Ano po siya, yung una nag-workshop po kami sa paggamit ng digital cameras. So, yung ano point and shoot na camera lang po 'yon. So, may tatlo po na point and shoot na digital camera, tapos yung mga participants po ay tinuruan ng paggamit. So, ano po siya, parang nasa 1 hour namin siyang workshop, ganyan. Tapos,
ikwento mo, anong paggamit? Paggamit ng ano?
Nung digital camera po, yung pagkuha mismo ng picture.
Anong kasi picture? May script kang binigay?
Ay, meron pong ano, 5 na sasagutin by taking pictures. So, halimbawa, yung isa pong question ay, yung nakakita nilang malusog na bata or ina sa kanilang lugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, pag take po nila nung picture, nagkaroon po kami ng photoshoot na discussion. So, ang tanong na po ay, bakit palagay nila malusog yun? Mm-hmm. Ano ba yung malusog para sa kanila?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Na, anong ginagawa para maging malusog? Mm-hmm. Yun. So,
it's children's health also. You ask them, what in their opinion and in their perspective is a healthy child?
Yes po, yun. Tapos, isa rin po sa mga questions na napakadami ko po natutunan mula dun sa mga teenage mothers. Yung question, halimbawa, na anong nakakapagpaalala sa kanila ng sex?
No, okay, what are the things which remind them of sex in the pictures?
Po.
So, what were their pictures? Mm-hmm.
So, yung isa po, ang pinicture niya ay TV. Dahil dun po niya unang nalaman kung ano yung ginagawa sa
ano
sex.
Ano yun ulit, Nikki? TV?
Yes,
TV,
television po.
Television, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, yung isa naman pong participant, ang pinicturean po niya ay cellphone.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil sa cellphone siya unang nakanood ng videos, scandals, ganyan. So, dun niya po nalaman. Tapos, yung isang participant, ang pinicturean ay kwarto. No? Mm-hmm. So, ibig sabihin, sabi po niya, sa kwarto lang niya nalaman, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yung iba naman pong pictures ay tungkol sa services ng government dun sa kanilang lugar. So, meron pong isa, ang concern po niya ay yung basura sa eskinita ng building nila kasi natatakot po siyang magka-dengue, ganyan. So, bag... Hello?
Yes, 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 we're listening, yeah. Nikki.
Ay, apo. So, ayun. Tapos, isa din kung hooked. Government service na pinicturean ay yung... Ano bang tawag dito? Yung land bank card para sa 4-piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, for the participant, nakakita po niyang nakakatulong yun kasi yung pera daw pong binibigay sa kanya ng nanay niya para sa anak niya ay galing doon. So, ano po siya, pagka-take ng picture, nag-FGD po kami tungkol dun sa mga pictures.
Oh.
So, yun po yung pinag-usapan.
Ano yung tatlong matingkad? What are the three insights which you can share with our listeners about your discussions with the teenage mothers who took these pictures? What are three things which you think are important for our listeners to know?
Pang beauty pageant yan, ha? Ipapasintilize natin si Nikki. Kaya yan ni Nikki. Sige, Nikki.
Mas yung, siguro po kung yung sa highlight dun sa buong fieldwork, mas sabi ko pong, yung participants, napakahalaga pong iparealize sa kanila na yung research itself ay bahagi sila sa paggawa.
At okay.
Very interested po sila kasi first time daw na may nag-interview sa kanila. Very honest actually. Tas siguro factor din po na ano, nakakilala ko na kasi sila nung mga December pa lang.
Mm.
Eh, ang interview po namin na ginawa ay itong April. So yun, bukod sa kakilala ay honest po yung ano, yung kanilang mga sagot, hindi po nahihiya. Saka, inano naman po, pinaliwanag naman po yung na hindi ilalagay yung kanilang yung pangalan.
Confidentiality.
Dun sa, yes, confidentiality po. Yun. Tapos, isa din pong experience ay yung, syempre yung partnership po with Sama Ka Na, na talaga naman pong tumulong sa paghanap ng participants, ng venue for the FGD, ganyan. Tapos, yung isa pa po ay, syempre, when you are having the field work, dapat mabilis mag-adjust sa schedules ng organization. Tapos, sa panahon din po, may panahon kasi na umuulan, tapos may panahon na yung participants ay gabi pwede, mga 7 p.m., ganyan. So, ano lang, go naman, ganyan. Kaya, mabilis po, tapos enjoy po yung fieldwork. Sobrang daming natutunan sa community, pati sa organization. Tapos, syempre, okay. Yung last po is yung pag-give back ng results, for the validation, kung saan nagpunta po yung mga participants, saka po yung members ng Sama Ka Na para makinig po.
Okay.
Sa resulta.
Thank you very much, Nikki, sa sharing mo sa fieldwork at mabuhay ka dito sa pagsulat mo ng thesis mo.
Salamat po, ma'am.
Thank you, Nikki. Sa uulitin.
Bye-bye po.
Mm-mm. Ready na ba tayo or mag-break muna tayo or idediretso na natin
okay,
ang ating...
Okay, si Dr. Junice Melgar tatawagan natin in a while.
Okay. Ano, hindi na tayo mag-break or i-phone pa siya natin si... Ayan, kasi kakausapin din natin mga ka-generation gender si Dr. Junice Melgar, ng Executive Director ng Likhaan. At tatanungin natin siya kung ano yung mga ginagawa ng Likhaan, particularly towards the May 28 International Celebration. Kasi syempre talagang nangungunang Likhaan dyan pagdating sa women's action. Okay? Okay na ba sa si hindi para okay? Siguro, sige, magre-reflect na lang muna tayo sa sinabi ni Nikki. Okay, siguro doon sa sinabi ni Nikki ang napakatingkad yung, especially doon sa ano ang naaalala nila pagdating sa sex. Mm-hmm. At they have taken pictures of television, cellphone. Na, di ba, napaka...
Kwarto.
Di ba, kwarto. Mm-hmm. So... Ang daming, pwede na ako magsulat ng thesis nga tungkol dyan. Classmate Hazel, yeah, ano?
Gusto ko sana, na medyo na ano ako dun sa sinabi niya na yung isang pinicturan ay yung land bank ATM card.
Interesting. No?
Interesting. Kasi kagagaling ko lang actually sa isang meeting ng 4-piece para mag-evaluate nung kanilang programa. And ang alam ko, di ba, parang siguro sa tingin ko, kung may ganun yung nanay niya, talagang mga bata pa yung mga kapatid niya. K- Kasi di ba para maging four-piece beneficiary.
Mga young children
young
yan,
children
diba?
Yun. Tapos siya, may anak na siya. So, tapos galing sa nanay niya yun. So, imagine, may mga batang ano pa yung nanay niya.
Right. Ah, sige. Mamaya, dagdagan pa na nating ating
I'm
mga
still in a state of shock. Oo, so, I cannot even comment.
Ang ating mga hinuha at mga reflection, tayo ay magpapatalasas ang mabilis. Kayo po ay nakikinig sa Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na pakinig sa
ang pelikula.
Hindi lang ginagawa.
Hindi lang pinapanood.
Ito rin ay pinag-uusapan.
Kaya para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy.
Tutok na sa CineScholar. Ang usapang pampagana.
Tuwing Biyernes, alas 6 ng gabi.
Dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
O, walang a-absent ha?
Paano kung ang bawat tawa, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa. Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender. Ako po ang iyong ka-Generation Gender na si Julian Baldo Cobello at magpapakilala lang kami ng mabilis. Kasama ko po si ka-Generation Gender na si...
Roselle.
Pangga Hazel.
Irina.
At nandito kami para mag... pakita ng mga actual na ginagawa na meron tayong ginagawa, merong pag-asa ng ating mundo, particularly sa pagdiriwang natin, international pagdiriwang sa mga women's action tungkol sa reproductive health, maternal health ngayong May 28. Nakausap natin bago magpatalasas si Nikki Gregorio na nag-fieldwork sa Tondo at naggumawa ng research tungkol sa community participation ng mga teenage mothers. At marami kaming nalaman dahil napaka-unique ng kanyang methodology na binibigyan ng mga teenage mothers ng camera at marami silang naikikwento doon sa...
I think ang pinaka-importante dito yung proseso.
Yung proseso talaga at so talaga empowering siya sa proseso at yung naikikwento empowering din doon sa nagre-research. So talagang tamang feminist research. Pero ngayon, nasa linya na po si Dr. Janice Melgar, ang Executive Director ng Likhaan. Tatanungin natin siya kung ano pinagkakabisihan ngayon ng Likhaan. Magandang hapon po, Dr. Janice Melgar. Good afternoon.
Sa inyo lahat at sa lahat ng kababaihan.
Hello? Hello, hello, Dr. Janice.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, magandang hapon, Dr. Janice. Ito po si Julian Baldo Cobello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ayan, naririnig na po kayo. Si Julian Baldo Cobello po, ma'am, ng Generation Gender. Nasa on-air na po tayo. Dr. Janice, pwede pong pakwento sa ating mga tagapakinig kung anong pinagkakabisihan ng Likhaan ngayon. Na,
ang hirap na tanong yun. Palagi silang super busy.
Alam ko, palaging busy. Ano pa ang kinangangaragan na...
Sabagay yung flavor of the month.
The flavor of the month pala. Wala naman talagang katapusang flavor of the month, no? Na merong kinalaman sa ating May 28 Women's Action na Ayun.
Actually, ang pinakaabalahan namin ngayon ay yung pag-implement ng bagong batas ng reproductive health. No? At ang isa sa mga ang critical issues, for example, dito ay yung paano ba meron bang mga paanakan for women kung saan ligtas sila at hindi sila mamamatay kasi yun yung isang problema. So, ang inaasikaso ngayon ay pagsisigurado na meron ng facilities sa hindi lang dito sa mga urban centers pero sa mga rural areas na may mga facilities at hindi lang facility, no? So, kailangan may mga nagpapaanak sa kanila na alam yung mga complications na pwedeng ikamatay ng man at nandoon 24/7.
Okay. So, napakahalaga na alam nila na secure sila na meron silang maaasahan na facility. Dr. Junice, nandito po ngayon si...
Irina.
Si Irina na meron siyang tanong kasi nasabi niyo kanina, napag-usapan namin kanina nung first 15 minutes namin yung about birthing options. Merong katanungan si Irina dito.
Hello, Janice, Irina from WGNR. I'm just curious in how far, like, you've been with Lekan as a pioneer and really hero in passing the bill into the law. So in how far is it now being implemented and what is really lacking still for women access full range of reproductive health care?
Yes, as I initially said earlier that actually the focus of Likaan now is making sure that number one, the birthing facilities, the birthing attendants are in place for the 2.4 million women who give birth every year.
Right.
And our problem actually there is that 75% of poorest women actually do not deliver assisted by a skilled attendant, and therefore the first item on the agenda is making sure that there are adequate number of skilled attendants deployed to where women are.
Right.
So that they can
does it necessarily have to be in the facilities, or it can be also appropriately trained midwives that can also facilitate home deliveries?
Yes. The basic requirement is if it's a skilled birth attendant, whether it's a midwife or nurse or doctor, and it doesn't really matter whether where the woman is delivering.
Right.
So it can be the facility, but it can be the home because skilled attendants can actually go to where the women are.
So basically, what we need to have is a push for a stronger midwifery care as the first level of healthcare providers for women.
Yes, as that is the national standard, but it's also the international standard.
That's very good to know, Dr. Janice, because right now we are sort of forced to, we are caught in between when women start talking about birthing options, reproductive health. Sometimes we are forced to choose na it's these are two issues. It's like, do we really go for access to medical care, which is automatically like medicalized for in terms of birthing options? Parang hospital talaga yan. And then nakakalimutan yung isang concern na birthing options in plural form. And sometimes the conversation is limited to, you know, we give you access to a medicalized. Sometimes yung ganun. So
well,
to know
birthing is really complicated.
Right.
15% of women die from complications of childbirth, and this cannot be predicted, this cannot be prevented. And therefore, critical talaga na meron kang skilled attendant. That's not medicalizing. That's really recognizing.
Yes.
But birthing is not always an uncomplicated process. And therefore, if you truly love women, no, if you really are for women's safety,
right,
then government should put its money and
right,
its resources to make sure that women do not die while giving birth.
Right.
And that means a skilled attendant.
Mm-mm.
Because the helots have not been proven. There's a lot of evidence that helots actually have been instrumental in the deaths of many women, and therefore you don't allow helots actually in any part of this world, including in the Philippines, to handle women. Yun din yung ano ko. It's not medicalizing. Please don't call that medicalizing. It's paying attention to women's health and survival.
Yes, thank you, Ma'am Junice, for clarifying that. Yun nga, kasi minsan the moment na mag-usap-usap nga yung mga babae ng birthing options at sinasabi ng you go for birthing options, ahilot yung gusto nyo na hindi nga, eto nga yung ginagawa ng likhaan na talagang trained personnel, trained medical assistants na hindi.
I think you call it skilled birth attendant.
Ganito yes. Kung ikaw ay middle class women, mag-oop ka ba ng anak sa hilot? If you are a middle-class educated woman, will you choose a hilot? No.
No.
So why are we not allowing, why are we allowing women, parang sa atin, bakit natin hinahayaan na ang mga poor women natin ay yung mga anak sa hilot na alam natin yung dangers?
Yes, yes.
Pero hindi naman natin sinasabi na mga anak kayo sa ospital parate ang sinasabi natin.
Yes, precisely. That's what we are saying.
Yeah.
Na hindi siya
skilled birth attendant.
Hindi siya either or, hindi siya black and white na pag hindi ka nag-hospital, hilot. Hilot na ang...
Actually, hindi hilot ang inaayawan natin.
Yes,
ngayon,
yes.
Yung venue of the birthing, it should really depend on the woman.
Hello, Judice. It's Dazzle. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dazzle.
Hello. It's like... ang siguro itatanong ko sa inyo as the Secretary General of the famous Reproductive Health Advocacy Network, no? Ano ang ma-share mo sa atin mga listeners na inspiring with your under your leadership? Kasi kailangan na ma-inspire yung, lalo na dito sa UP ngayon, Hell Week ngayon eh, no? Pero yung mga nangyayari diyan sa RH Advocacy Network, maraming inspirations makukuha ang kababaihan.
Parang we need
kababaihan.
Good news.
Yeah.
Marami, ibig sabihin yung this law that was pushed forward by the legions of women everywhere in all walks of life, actually is about to give life to the implementation. And that is like also critical, no? Kasi kailangan natin ng pondo. Ayan, the law allows for funds. The law also allows for human health resources. Kailangan mo ng personnel talaga, skilled personnel that will attend to women. Kailangan mo ng reproductive health medicines and supply. So the law allows that. Ngayon, kailangan natin yun i-push. And maybe this is another arena for women because it means pushing government actually to put its services where its mouth is. Oo, so medyo decentralized yan, kaya yung kahit yung paghanap, make sure na merong midwife sa mga localities, dapat ginagawa natin yan.
Okay, so parang at this moment, it's really the juncture where women, the constituency, building that constituency to enforce the law.
No? Yeah,
kasi kahit na maraming laws, kung hindi na wala naman women who are going to push for that law, no?
Actually, parang marami tayong laws na hindi na i-implement at parang hindi kasama kasi ang women sa implementation. So, dito talagang, so, kasi parang buhay ang nakataya din ng women dito, kailangan talaga involved ang women. At patuloy yung pushing nga eh, parang tulong the labor and delivery na naman ito.
Oo. Yun nga ang sabi ni Nanay Linda kanina, no? Lina kanina, no? Na yung 50 to 80 women are going to that clinic, to that the clinics of Likhaan. So this could be also an indicator of the motivation of young women to be informed.
So sana mas dumami, mas ano?
Yeah. Sana mas dumami at sana kailangan din natin padamihin yung mga facilities.
Yes, oo.
Na medyo friendly to women. Kasi alam nyo naman yun na talagang the facilities right now can be very hostile to women.
Okay, so women friendly. Tsaka I think that groundbreaking yung friendly to young people eh. No, because in a very conservative
Isang layer yun. Isang layer of friendliness yun.
Isang layer. Layer kasi
yes,
yan.
Yes, kailangan
tayong layer. Sige, Dr. Junice, meron kayong gusto pang i-share sa ating mga listeners.
Mga invitations sa mga ginagawa
on the 27th, we heard that you're having a video launch.
It's a video launch about the critical role of community organizers.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang mga women, kailangan mo yan dahil hindi nga sila komportable sa health facility. Kailangan meron silang mga kapwa babae nila na nagpapaliwanag sa kanila kung bakit kailangan nila paminsan-minsan ay pumunta at
tagahikayat.
Sa mga health providers. Kasi the health providers should really be there to help women.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kailangan mo parang mag-interface niyan. Kasi maraming divide. There's a divide actually between medical professionals and the women. And we have to breach that gap. Kailangan ng mga community organizers to do that.
Okay, so in other words, everybody should be involved. It's a whole, everybody should be involved in the campaign in all working for better health and better lives of women.
Kasi health is the right na, di ba? Dapat yung health na yan naaabot ng lahat ng kababaihan.
Janice, and how is Lican planning to observe May 28 International Day of Action for Women's Health?
This our action for May 28 is actually highlighting the role of community organizers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
There's that video launch.
Okay. Maraming salamat, Dr. Janice Milgar, at sa uulitin.
At more power at
mabuhay sa ginagawa ng likhaan.
Thank you very much. I hope you can come and visit us one day.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay.
Ayun, siguro yung maganda yung contribution nila to emphasize the role of the community organizer, especially kung ang thrust nga ng likhaan is for the implementation of the reproductive health law.
Hindi na nga implementation, the enforcement
na because really mas, the community organizer is at the heart of all this, no?
Kasi dito tayo, sa tayo kasi sa Pilipinas, magaling tayong gumawa ng batas eh.
Mm-mm.
Pero lagi tayong failure sa enforcement.
Mabagal
siguro or hindi pa rin yun.
What Dr. Milgar has said, that what if, you know, the facilities are there and then women are shy in accessing because of, so the community organizer really is important in, come on, you know.
But it's also about changing the perspective of the medical professionals, that it shouldn't be so, like, it should, the divide shouldn't be there.
Yeah, but it's good though that now that we've been talking to different people that people should all work together, no?
Just May question.
It's easier said than done, really.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
Yeah, it's easier said than done because it's the distance and of the medical professionals and the fear of women to go to the facility is real.
Right.
There is a lot of accounts on inhumane treatment actually human rights violations of childbearing women in the birthing facilities.
So that means, Irina, that this fear should be respected and should be considered in the way that we, you know, structure these facilities, right?
In the way of the attitudes of medical professionals towards their clients.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So as there's a lot of awareness raising that needs to be done, and that's why like this week is also the International Week for Respecting Childbirth, that comes very close in the messaging to the International Day of Action for Women's Health.
Okay.
Where the dignity of the woman, whether she is preconception, if she is pregnant, or whether she is in the full act of birthing, it's the central. It's respect and dignity to her as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to concretize it, you're saying that there are, in my experience, there are medical practitioners that would shout at to the women, in screaming because pain, diba? So like, sasabihan ka ng, ay, wag ka mag-iinerte.
That's why actually if we go to the big public hospitals, and this whole thing about the even if you go to the health center, the it's not women friendly, like also.
Yeah,
Janice
just the other day there was an article published. I forgot what hospital, but one of the Metro Manila hospitals. Mm-hmm. The mom was accompanying her daughter in childbirth, mm-hmm. And then the daughter reported that the doctor who was attending her put a sanitary napkin in her mouth to her up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this is just one of the accounts, and this is not acceptable. Yeah. This is mm-hmm. the violation of human mm-hmm. rights of mm-hmm. the childbirthing woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so it's not enough that the facilities are there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. It's about dignity and respect.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Right. Okay. Meron pa tayong last na kakausapin dahil talagang magbe-break ba muna tayo? Hindi na tayo magbe-break. Yes.
Go, go, go na sabi talaga.
Go, go, go,
go generation.
Ipapakilala ni Dazzle.
On the line now is another feminist and activist who in this whole campaign. You know, we're going to be talking to one of the leaders in the advocacy team of Likhaan. No? To tell us more about the details of the May 28 campaign and the organizations, what are some specific activities which you can invite our listeners? On the line now is Mina Tenorio.
At naputol po, mga kaibigan, dahil mag-break muna tayo dahil naputol, ganyan talaga ang buhay, kailangan fluid tayo, kailangan flexible. Magbabalik po ang Generation Gender dito sa DZUP 1602, kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602,
kasali ka! Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kain na! Bago ka kumain, naghugas ka na ba ng kamay? Ugaliin ang paghuhugas ng kamay nang makaiwas sa sakit.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mga isyung tinututukan, mga pangyayaring binabantayan, mga impormasyong dapat malaman ng bayan. DZUP News Headlines. Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 2 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po!
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Go, go, go lang sa Generation Gender. Hindi na po natin ito pakakawalan. Baka maputol muli.
Okay. Gusto natin i-welcome ang sa advocacy team na very active ang Likhaan, si Mina Tenorio. Welcome ho. Hello, Mina. Nawala.
But I cannot hear you well.
Ah, she can't hear something. Sorry.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Ayan, sige.
Hello, Mina. Welcome
Hi.
To DZUP, Generation Gender. Can you hear us now?
Much better.
Okay. Hello, welcome at masaya kami na maraming mga women leaders ang nag-share sa ating mga listeners ngayon in preparation for May 28. So siguro Mina, ikwento mo naman sa ating mga listeners anong what's all, how busy are you and what are some of the activities where you can invite our listeners to for the May 28 campaign?
Right now, Likhaan is quite busy with ensuring the implementation of the RH law.
Mm-hmm.
So Likhaan is the CSO secretariat of the national implementation team that was formed to ensure to fast track the implementation of the RH law. And we're also busy with ensuring that adolescents are provided for sexuality education. So in that area, Likhaan is developing comprehensive sexuality education standards mm-hmm. that we hope to present to the Department of Education for them to buy in and for other groups, public and private, to consider, integrate in their sexuality education curriculum.
Wow, that's very cutting edge to be working with the Department of Education.
And experts. Yes, and experts from the academia, the medical professionals, government, not just DepEd, but the OH and the National Youth Commission, and some other CSO groups, like on the field of human rights and children's rights and all that. For the services part, Likhaan is also hoping to to come up with policies that will ensure the provision of RH services for adolescents without, or we would still be aligned with the provision on the RH law. Yun.
Ayun.
And for May 28, we'll be launching a video.
Yun, saan ito? Dahil naririnig na namin itong video launching na ito.
Teka, imbitado ko ba?
Kaya, maki-imbitahin ko ang aking sarili.
O, si yes, Mina.
Kailangan nandun ka kasi tama-tama ito sa tinuturo ninyo sa college. Ito yung mahalagang papel. Ito ay istorya ng tatlong kababaihan, ordinaryong kababaihan mula sa mahihirap na komunidad, na na-develop at nainganyo at na-develop na maging leader komunidad at siya ngayong namumuna sa pagsusulong ng sexual and reproductive health and rights sa hindi lang sa kanilang community pero hanggang sa policy making level. Yan. So sa ano yan, May 27 2 to 4 p.m. sa Cocoon Hotel. Dito
Cocoon
lang yan sa
Cocoon Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ano pangalan ng video, Mina?
Tres Marias, tatlong mukha, iba't ibang mukha ng kababaihang leader komunidad.
Okay.
Mahaba, no?
Anong oras Marias, ulit? Yeah. Anong oras ulit?
Mula alas 2 ng hapon hanggang alas 4.
Okay. Sa Cocoon
yun.
Hotel.
Punta ka?
Mm-mm. Ako, pupunta. Sabi ko kay Joy pupunta. Tsaka kay Ellen eh.
Oh, sige, sasama na rin ako kay Dazzle.
Sama ka rin. Sige, ano pa ang maibita natin?
Irina is there.
Oo, of course, Irina will be there. She's there in the campaign. Ano? What other activities so that our listeners will get a feel of this whole May 28, no, this Action Day for Women's Health?
It should be Irina to be telling us about the May 28 advocacy. But for us, we're focused on the vigil launch.
Okay. Mina, ikwento mo naman rin na siguro some inside stories, like for example, I was also asking this, I also asked Lina, no, when she was telling us about the clinics of Likhaan working very closely with teenage mothers. How exactly does she deal with the conservative thinking, no? Because especially Philippines in general is very conservative, no? Like working, for example, with
young mothers.
Young mothers are not conservative.
Hindi yung parang, why are you helping? Are you encouraging? Are you not encouraging kids?
No, it's like, what are some of the pet peeves or what are some of the insights? Kasi maganda yung sabi ni Lina na, as long as you explain it to people,
just explain it nicely.
Explain it nicely and courteously. People understand and they also agree with you. But like, what are some of your insights of resistance to progressive ideas, for example, which Likhaan wants to encourage?
Ang mahirap kasi yung isa sa area, mula nung pumasok ako dito sa kampanya, may napakalaking bag, napakalingping hamon talaga yung dealing with myths and misconceptions about our age, family mm-hmm. planning.
So one is the people, myths.
Giving mm-hmm. young, or giving young people the accurate, sufficient information and friendly services, our age services. Yung yan, isang malaking bulto yan ng hamon. Paano mo sasagkain yung mga maling paniniwala o mga kinalakihan na paniniwala tungkol sa pangangalaga sa ating reproductive health at ating sexual rights. Isang bulto yan. Mm-hmm. Pangalawa yung kahit na ano, ang kampanya kasi ng RH ay inangkla sa evidence-based information. So mga credible, lehitimong mga pag-aaral na tutulong sa atin para maintindihan at para malaman din natin ano ba talaga yung dapat na isusulong para mm-hmm. masiguro na ang bawat babae, bawat kabataan may sapat na kaalaman at sapat na serbisyo na to say to para pangalagaan yung sarili nila at yung sa mga komplikasyon ay matutugunan ito, masisiguro na buhay sila.
Okay, so
yun yung dalawang malaking
thank you very much for that insight. So I think that's a very good a point, no, which Irina, which we had been, this is for information also, Mina, this is the fourth of a series already we've been having on childbirth and human rights. At yung sinasabi mo that giving people the right information, not only the information but the perspective, no, would help them better be more open to understand things and to take better care of their bodies, no, especially for young
yes,
girls.
Kasi isang prinsipyo kasi na pinaninindigan natin dito sa RH campaign is for yung right of each individual to self-determination and to decide for themselves. Pero yung choice na yan, kailangan kargada sila ng sapat na information, evidence-based information, para yung hindi pwedeng sugod-sugod lang.
Yeah, okay.
Oo.
Maraming, sige po, Mamina, medyo inaanuhan na kami dito sa aming oras.
But maraming, thank you very
sa,
much
maraming
sa
salamat
insights,
at nakahabol tayo kasi kala namin hindi na magkoconnect ang ating mga phone lines. Maraming salamat. Sana makapunta sa Cocoon Hotel sa alas 2 ng hapon. Okay? Thank you very much, Mamina.
Thank you very much, Mina.
At see you on the 27th and the 28th.
Thank you. Okay. Ayan. So, sige. Marami tayong nalaman na mga ginagawa. So this is really such good news. Meron pang gustong sabihin si Irina?
Just to go back on a few points that mm-hmm. we mentioned. We talked about the in this respect in childbirth.
Right.
So this week we are launching actually a community of birth activists in the Philippines mm-hmm. are launching a new website. It's called mybirthstorymatters.weebly.com.
Okay.
Where mm-hmm. everyone can basically share their own stories. Of
really?
What, yes.
Yeah. I have a renovated story. It's just in my journal, but it's very, very incriminating. So,
please,
I will
share.
Just use pseudonyms.
Yes.
Okay. So graphic.
Na lang sa pangalan.
Graphic.
It will be used to promote more midwifery-based care and more gentle birth options in the Philippines. So that's
will my husband's perspective. Will it count?
Everything
that will be another episode.
It's all about stories. It's all about evidence,
stories.
Right?
Okay. Let's just repeat.
That's
my birth story. My birth story matters.
Webly.com.
Webly.
Okay. So, or you can just research my birth story matters Philippines.
Okay.
It will show up. Okay. Then in regards to teenage pregnancy, WGNRI in collaboration with Women Health Philippines is going to hold an event about the right of adolescent people to access SRHS services.
Okay.
In order to prevent teenage pregnancies. And that will be on June 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. at PRIM office in Mother Ignatia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
June
we also
8th.
jointly released a statement that calls on governments, including the Philippines, to adhere to recommendations of CEDAW on SRHS, which also includes the decriminalization of abortion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out. Okay. So, thank you very much. Magpapala isang pasada muna. Maraming salamat mula kay classmate
Roselia K. Rivera of College of Social Work and Community Development.
Kasama din ni Ma'am Rosel, I see Hazel Lamberta from the College of Social Work and Community Development.
And Irresistible Irina, campaigns officer from WHNR, Women's Global Network for Reproductive Rights.
There you go mga ka-Generation Gender. Huwag kalimutan ng May 28. Manood, magsulat, makilahok, makialam, sumali, gumalaw, magingay, umakay, kumanta, sumayaw, magsumul, at pumadyak. Ako po ang iyong ka-Generation Gender na si Julian Baldo Cubelo para sa DZUP 1602. Ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka! On the news!
Ang ating isip ay buksan at lipunay pag-aralan, mga babae, ito nga ba'y kapalaran?
R-H-Bill! Ipasa! Ipasa! Now na!
We're here! We'll never disappear!
Yak! Akla! Tomboy! Katiri! Uy! Ayun! Chicks! Sexy! Pakis!
Hoy kuya! Anong dekada na? Bakit ganyan ka pa?
Ang ate! Color key and may! Si kuya makaluma!
Issue pa ba yan? Ano nga ba ang issue? Lumang usapin na ba yan o akma pa sa henerasyong ito? Tara na, tatsikahan natin. Ano man ang generation mo?
Ano man ang gender mo?
Ano man ang identity mo? At ano man ang pinanggalingan mo?
Go, go, go lang dito sa Generation Gender!
Mga babae, ang ngiti na lumang.